This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Betch Slapped. I'm Aileen.
I'm Jordana.
I'm Samantha.
And we have an amazing guest, actress, model, and now an entrepreneur, Brooklyn Decker.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to Betch Slapped. Are you excited?
I'm very excited to
Are
be
you
here.
Are you nervous?
I'm mostly nervous because we're sitting in a room where there's auditorium seating, and it reminds me of every terrifying bad audition I've ever been a part of in my life, and there are several, so it's a little intimidating.
Well, we invited here to haunt you.
Thank you so much.
I think everyone here is your friend, though.
You know, I'm surrounded by friends, so there's a good support team in place.
Definitely.
Feel good about that.
Yeah. Good.
The lighting also is great for radio.
If only people could see what we were doing.
Yeah,
I know.
We can. They can. They can. Okay. They can follow our Insta stories on at Betches.
This is all going to be an Insta story. Okay,
but
so
we're huge fans. We love the movie. Just go with it.
Honestly,
we had to tell you.
Do you?
That's not even like a joke.
Really? Wow.
We really. Our friends quote it all the time in college. We like watch.
Really?
She made us watch it like several times.
What happened was my mom was like, "You have to watch this movie. Just go with it. Like it's actually kind of really funny." And I was like, "Okay." And then I watched. I was like, okay, all my friends have watched this movie right now.
Really?
Yes.
That's super fair. Thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
And obviously Frankie and Grace.
Grace and Frankie.
Together. People are like, Sally and Jeremy. Show. It's such a good show. It doesn't two names together. I'm fine
it's
with.
The best show, though. It really is.
Thank you.
But now you're an entrepreneur. Tell us
Correct.
About your new app, Finery?
Finery. Finery.com. So we
it's
basically.
The French version.
She's very
Finery.
Good at pronouncing the name.
Very nice. Finery.
Yeah.
We created the Clueless Closet, essentially. It's something we've been wanting for years, and we saw and really saw it as like a figment of our imagination, something futuristic we could never have. And we created the world's first operating system for your wardrobe. And so if you think about it, there are management systems for your banking, for your travel, for your calendar. There's nothing out there for your wardrobe, and women spend 2 hours a week figuring out what to wear. And it's not because we love fashion, it's because we have to get dressed. Like, you can't leave your house naked. You can leave your house naked, but like, good luck to you, right?
Right.
You
might get arrested.
End up in cuffs. Exactly. Yeah. So we want to save you from that experience. Right?
At least you didn't have to go to work that day.
Yeah. That's true. That's
Tammy's
really
always
good point.
Trying to avoid going to work.
Like, why did you not show up? Well, as a matter of fact, I need you to bail me out. So we created the world's first operating system for your wardrobe. Basically, what we do is we automatically gather all of your purchases you've made online that are wardrobe related and pull them into one virtual closet for you that's coordinated by color that you can then create outfits, add them to calendar dates for like a friend's wedding, a job interview,
that's
a
cool.
girl's night, whatever
awesome.
It may be. And the idea is just to have one consolidated place where you can see all your stuff.
So it's like a lookbook, but for your own closet.
For your own closet. That's
I love
exactly
that.
Right.
Like, because then now you can do like, let's say you have a wedding next month, you can put like the wedding in and then you add your like all your dress and your shoes and all your accessories right into the thing.
Right.
So you don't have to
think also, when I repeat outfits, which is very frequently, I'm like always have to think like, did this person see it? Like, what did I do the last day I wore it? Like, will any of the audience members overlap?
And it'll
audience
all be
members
a
of your life.
You yeah, exactly.
The audience members seeing like the various characters.
Am
true.
I keeping the people happy? Basically,
yeah, exactly.
I definitely
you want to know.
Waste
exactly.
so much money on the clothes that I do not wear because
Same.
I just don't
yes.
think of them.
I don't even know what's there.
Like, that's the thing. You forget what you own. And also, like, if I don't know if you guys have gone through your closet, but I like for me, I have a billion pair of skinny jeans and white t-shirts. And it's like, I just
black.
Keep buying
but
them
I'm
black. Exactly. Because you forget what you
but
have.
But they're the best.
They are the best.
Or you just keep buying them in slightly different shades if you're me and pretend it's different. And then everyone else is like, you already wore that.
Or like a slightly different cut or like, but you always kind of look the same because you do always look the same.
We're habitual
what
buyers.
What about, yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. Like I buy the same thing over and over again. Yeah. What about like things that you don't buy online, but you like own?
So we have a quick ad button that basically works like a Pinterest button. It's a Finery button in your browser. So you can Google any item. You can say 2010 J.Crew blazer. And if it comes up in a Google image, you just do one click and you add it to your wardrobe. So we want to make it last resort. You can take if you have a vintage piece or something you found in a, you know, your grandma's sweater, whatever it may be, you can take a picture and add it manually. But we want that to be the last resort. We want this to be fully automated because the goal is to save women time so that they're not spending that 2 hours in their closet. They're spending it, you know, getting drunk. Really just getting drunk. Really
doing
that's
exactly.
Or drinking
thing.
While you clean your closet.
Or exactly. Yes.
How did you guys come up with this idea?
My best girlfriend and I both at the time lived in Austin. The company's down in New York, so she's in New York. But we both travel a lot. And I think like most women wear a bunch of hats. We're both working. We have families. We're all over the place. And we found that like packing was a struggle. You'd get to, you know, wherever you were going and you forgot like a pair of sneakers or a pair of like these basics.
I don't forget
that
anything. I overpack.
You overpack.
Oh my
God. And she unpacks. Do you unpack when you go to a hotel?
I just started doing
it. Oh, it's the best.
How do you feel about it?
It's really a game changer. I literally just started doing it this year because I thought, like, I really need to get my life together really organized.
You feel organized.
I also just started doing it inspired by her doing it.
How do you
it.
Feel?
I actually like it, but then I guess then there's you have to nothing repack. I don't like about it. Because you repack anyway.
Okay, the worst part of it is that when you unpack, then you realize, wow, I fucking overpacked. I just brought my entire closet on vacation. I'm never going to wear half of these things.
Right. I guess I don't enjoy unpacking because I find it like, ugh, I just got here. I just traveled on a plane. I want to sit on the bed. I don't want to unpack.
I'm with you. But it's worse to have a pile of clothes, just like an explosion of clothes in the corner of a hotel room. Yeah. It's better to have it all kind of organized. But I'm with you. I hate the process of unpacking or packing.
Right.
But Finery,
like, why did I pack
easier?
In the beginning?
That's awesome. Yeah. So how do you... Finery.com.
Finery.com, and you can sign up. And right now, so one of the biggest pain points for our users was that they didn't know what to wear on a date. And so we wanted to find a solution to them because we're a solution-oriented website. And so we partnered with Match.com. So you can actually go on to Finery, start an account, create outfits with your own clothes, and then you could submit them to Match. Like if you have a date tomorrow night and you want to see if people actually like the outfit instead of, you know, blasting your friends with outfit looks, asking if they approve, you can go to match.com and submit your looks to be rated anonymously by millions of fellow singles.
I love that. That's so cool. Whenever I'm about to go on a date, I'm like the really weird loser who's like Googling what to wear on a fourth date.
Yes.
As if there's like a...
Can't you just check betches.com?
Right. What to wear on a fourth date? Like as if there's like a special formula. Like
right. And where is your fourth date? Like what are you doing?
It's like... I don't know. Does it even matter?
Exactly.
Nothing. We're nothing on a fourth date.
That should just be the answer. Google sets
out. Yeah. Okay, that's amazing. So everyone should check out Finery.com.
Yes.
And on the app, Finery, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So we have to talk about it because it's the big thing. What is up with Beyonce's secret twins?
Wait, she's just... Do we know their names?
No.
Oh, Beyonce 1 and Beyonce 2.
She's just waiting to, like, sell the info and the pictures and cause,
does she?
Like, a...
I don't think she's going to sell it.
She wants to cause, like, obviously
she
some sort of break
the
internet.
She just wants to create the speculation.
Yeah. It's like a PR play. I don't know. It bothers me, to be honest with you. Like, I don't... Like...
Maybe just she's
like,
trying to
like you're
be
trying
private.
To make me care too much, and I just don't care. Like, just
I care so much.
Yeah.
Oh, I care more than I care
know.
About
I care
a lot
too.
Of things in my life.
Yeah. If we didn't care, we wouldn't even be like.
Her kid's name
the
is Blue. So like, what are the other ones gonna be called? Like Rachel.
Here's when I care. When your kid gets like to be like Northwest age and starts doing cute things, then I care.
Oh, I'm over them by then.
Yeah. That's really funny. I don't
I'm like,
care.
Now you have a personality and you're affected by your like rich, wealthy parents who are like famous.
That's
and
when they get good.
Probably, no, before I'm like, oh my God, it's almost like, it reminds me of like what it would have been like in like the 15th century when like a king and a queen had like a baby and that was going to be like the next ruler and there was so much stuff. This is basically like the same as that. I care.
That's when it gets good though. It's like for the first year, first season of the baby's life, it's just so boring. Like they don't do anything. Like I like babies when they start to talk because then they are like funny and they're like cute and they say weird things and then they get like, you know.
This three, is true. Three of us as not mothers.
Oh, yeah.
I can tell you, that is true.
Other people's babies. I don't know about
no,
my
that
own.
Is true. Like, they're much better when they can talk. It's so much fun. They're crazy. The stuff, that, like, their deductive reasoning is so bizarre and so entertaining. It's really actually, I really see your point. But that said, like, I want to see this Beyonce baby. I really want to see,
there's
two babies.
Right.
I want to see the babies. But remember with Blue, it took a few days and then she put it on her website and it probably like crashed the site. So maybe that's what she's trying to do is just drive traffic.
I don't think she's going
to
sell it. That's not like a not a Beyonce thing.
That's like a two tiers lower thing.
I don't mean literally sell it monetarily. I mean sell it like she's
marketing
selling
it. Out there.
She's marketing it.
Right.
She's
I mean
not
the demand is
selling
there.
It for cash.
The demand is
the demand is
there.
She's going to tweet out the names as soon as they're out
units of supply.
Right. But whether or not she receives cash up front for it, she's selling the babies. Like,
I don't know. I don't see Blue that many places. I feel like she keeps her pretty like under
right. That's because she's super valuable by the fact that she's kept private most of the time. It makes her like more valuable.
Anyway, so we have predictions of the names.
I heard it's a girl and a boy. And when I say I heard, I think I read it on TMZ this morning.
That's perfect.
The source for all things.
Well, yes. Jay-Z always rapped about naming their child Brooklyn, and I was very upset when Blue came out as Blue and not Brooklyn, because he has a rap where it's like, I'm going to name my kid Brooklyn.
And so maybe it's going to be Brooklyn.
Imagine it was like Brooklyn and Bronx.
I'm hoping it's Brooklyn.
That's a great name, too.
Yeah, Brooklyn and Bronx. Well, I'm hoping one of those kids is Brooklyn.
Imagine the Beckhams have a kid named Brooklyn,
they
right?
They do, their son.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. She definitely won't do it then.
I live in Brooklyn.
Wow. I think it's after you.
Yes.
Wow.
I think it's after me. Okay.
Yeah. So much Brooklyn.
So we're patiently waiting. Do you guys want to get into Dear Betch?
Yeah, let's do it. Okay. Do you want me to read the first one?
I want you to read it.
Okay.
Dear Betches.
No, I just have a lot of feelings.
Dear Betches, love your podcast and listen every week. I'm hoping you can give me some help with a recent situation that unfolded with my best guy friend. I spent last weekend in the Hamptons hanging out with my besties. We spent the day partying with my guy. Every time she says guy friend, it's in air quotes.
It's like Joey.
Yeah. We spent the day partying with my guy friend since he invited us to hang at his table. I put guy friend in quotes because we've hooked up once before. We got drunk, made out, passed out, and moved on like it never happened. I know I should know better. Guy friends don't really exist, but I digress.
God.
Once we got to the party, we bopped around and ultimately came back to the table area. Hello, free vodka. TBH, I was pretty drunk, but said guy friend was way drunker. Long story short, me and my guy friend ended up chatting alone, and he started telling me how he wants to date me in a year once he's done being a slut and ultimately marry me. And then we made out.
Oh my God.
He has mentioned getting married once before, but I brushed it off as a joke. This time was different because the convo went on for like 10 minutes, and in my drunken state, I told him I was kind of down.
Oh my.
I'm totally shook by our convo, and I don't know if he meant anything he said. I'm not sure what to do here since we haven't talked since. I'm annoyed at myself for thinking we could actually be just friends, and I do not want to have romantic feelings for him. He's kind of sleazy with girls. Red flag. At the same time, I do have fun with him, and I also don't want to lose my table privileges or have things be awkward.
What is a table privilege?
Like privilege to go to this table.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Sorry.
Priorities.
Do I address what went down, or do I just go on like it never happened? I'm going to run into him eventually, so what do I do? Sincerely, guy friends are fake news.
Yeah, they are fake news.
That's a good sincerely.
Yeah.
I'd pretend it like to just move on with your
move
life.
On yeah move on. You don't want any guy who's like, after I'm done being a slut for 1 year, like
he told you were his safety school. Yeah. Like, yeah, that's what he told her. Like, I'm going to apply to all the Ivy Leagues, and when I don't get in, you're my safety school.
That's a great analogy.
So true. Right.
Like, I'm going to go and bone some tens all night, but I don't want to bone you yet. You're not boneable enough. It's disgusting.
Yeah. I also
forget this guy. Maybe when my you're too good for that lady.
Yeah, I also believe that guys will say shit when they're drunk they do not mean. Like, 0%.
He's literally like,
they'll just say stuff. He sees her. He takes an opportunity to make, like,
he's just
take advantage
stuff.
Of it. He knows they're going to hook up if he says that, which you guys did.
Well, wait, did they have sex or?
No, they just made out. And didn't talk about it.
I'm sure he probably, like, wished that more had come of that fake proposal.
I totally agree. Guy friends are fake news.
Definitely. Yeah, obviously he's not her guy friend.
I think you can have a guy friend. You can have a guy, a casual guy friend that you like are friendly with when you see out. If you have like a guy friend,
he's gay, yeah.
Or if you have a guy friend that you're like sharing intimate things about your life with and like have like a very close relationship with, that's very tricky.
It doesn't seem like
someone
they're sharing intimate things even.
No, like, she's drinking his vodka. Yeah. He's telling her that he doesn't want her right now. Like, it's just
later.
So you are so much better than this dude.
Right. Yeah. So she should move on, find someone else, and then
flaunt
that relationship.
Yes. Very aggressively.
There are other tables. There's plenty of other tables in the sea.
Yes, there are.
Other tables in the club.
At the shitty clubs.
That would honestly be a funny shirt slogan.
Yeah.
Plenty of tables in the club. Or,
that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Betches.com. Right, you can find that t-shirt.
Yeah.
Shopbetches.com.
Shopbetches.com.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay, great. Should we do the next
second Dear Betch?
Trina, you love picking the ones where they praise our podcast.
They all praise our podcast.
It's all of them. I think that's how they think we're going to pick them, but it just makes it redundant.
Okay, I love when they praise our podcast.
Like, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah.
So many humble brags. Good. Thank you so much.
Dear Betches, first off, love the podcast. Thanks for being my distraction during cardio time. Reaching out for advice here. I'm 25, and almost a year ago, my boyfriend at the time and I broke up during an argument we had. Backstory is we only dated for about 6 months, but both fell. I thought it said tooth fell out, but both felt really hard, really quickly for each other. The breakup happened in July. It was a really messy breakup that went up and down for a couple months. maybe of us getting back together, but ultimately decided not to because I was leaving for a year to travel abroad in September. Lots of detail. When I left...
Detail's good.
Yeah. When I left where I completely cut off communication to force myself... What?
She's saying when she left, she completely cut off communication.
Okay, thank you. Almost a year has went by, and I still find myself thinking about and missing him sometimes. He still reaches out every few months to me, but I've shut him down every time because I don't want to get sucked back into things, especially since I know I'm not completely over him. My question is, in a couple of months, I'll be back home, and the chances of running into him at bars is very high. That's not a question. He's asked if he could take me out when I'm home, and I declined because I don't want to go through the pain of forcing myself to get over this guy again. It's been a year since we've seen each other, so I'm not really sure if I'm just being rude by not wanting to see him or realistic. Do you think getting back together ever works? Or if you've had time apart, or do you believe you break up for a reason? Love, realistic, but romantic, bitch.
Well, did she say why they broke up? Sorry.
It was just
argumentative.
Right.
It seems like they were going back and forth. Okay. So
what about you guys? Have you ever had an experience with like a breakup and then you got back together and it was like a good idea?
No.
Yes and ultimately no. Like good idea at the time. I feel like it's fun to get back together and then ultimately like it hasn't lasted. Not for me.
Right. It's never been like ever a full lasted boyfriend. For anyone.
I think so. I've heard of people like breaking up and then the timing was off and they were not like ready for marriage or whatever. And then they get back together later and it works.
Look at Miley and Liam.
Now they're in Malibu.
As of today.
I love that song.
That's a great song.
We talk about that like a lot.
Malibu being an amazing song. It is a really good song.
I'm so happy for Miley. I think if it's like a kind of situation like that, obviously I don't know Miley or Liam, so I can't really, I really can't comment on the relationship. But if I had to speculate, I think that when you're young, and maybe you're like in different places in your life, maybe the timing isn't right. One person kind of wants to explore and do their own thing, and the other person either doesn't or also wants to do that. But maybe you are like right for each other. And like we said, relationship timing is a huge part of it. So maybe if you get back together in your life where you both want the same things,
and maturity,
I think it could work.
She's also going abroad. So like she's in college. So this isn't like life yet. Like this isn't real life. So like I think getting back together like could happen, like you were just saying. And also,
But the thing is, if she isn't into it, then don't.
If she's not into it, then don't
like
do it.
Listen to your
gut. It sounds
gut.
Like she is into it. She just doesn't really want to get hurt again. This phenomenon I understand because it's like you date a guy and then like they're trying to kind of get back into your life and like if in your head you're like if they want something serious and they want to like and I they really feel like it's going to work out, then maybe I'd be interested in it. But if they're just kind of like bored, you don't want to take that risk of seeing them again. So I think it's really about her just being unsure of what his intentions are and not really wanting to like open herself up to getting hurt again.
Right. Like you can't know at but least usually like that never always works what out. The guy really is like thinking. Like if he's down for something serious.
Right.
Until you talk about
it. If he's down for something serious, then he'll do the John Cusack thing with the radio and he'll come to your window and he'll make the grand gesture.
Only that. Isn't that also still in high school?
So she gave a lot of details, but she didn't give like, I would say, the details that we need to tell her whether or not this is a good idea. So
I say go for it. You're really into him. She said she really likes him and it hurt they broke up. I say go for it.
Yeah. And if you're still thinking of someone after a year and you're that young, you got nothing to lose. If it doesn't work out, like you'll get over it again.
And he hurts you again, you'll get over it again.
And then you'll know for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm cynical. I wouldn't do it.
We never tell people to go back to... This is like...
I think it depends on the reason. If the person treated you terribly, like cheated on you, then don't go back. If the person, like if you got into a fight one night and that was it, and then you're still thinking about them and you have unfinished business, even if it doesn't work out again, at least you'll know.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, wait. She's 25. She's not in college. Okay, whatever.
So it was like a life... venture abroad?
Yeah.
Like an into the wild moment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
so she had her own thing going on.
Yeah.
And stuff to sort.
Just I think it could go either way as long as he doesn't treat you badly. Like, you know, that's not why you broke up.
We never know, though.
Yeah. Go for it, sister.
Exactly.
Sue.
She didn't give the right details. She
says details. No. Brooklyn says yes.
I say go for it.
I think I agree.
Yeah.
Let's go for it. Why not?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Let's play some games.
I love games.
Okay. Don't we all?
Go.
I'll go. Okay. Would you rather date a guy who has extreme OCD or a guy with an apartment as messy as the girl Ross dates in Friends?
Do you guys know what
I'm
talking about?
I think so. When he walks in.
Yeah.
When he
is
goes
that the
on
one that hooks up with no?
No, that's a different one.
I think it's just really messy. Is the point?
Right? She's like a hoarder, and
there's like a ferret in there on the floor. Yeah. Or something.
he like lays, he, they make out on the couch and he pulls out something from under his like
body. I'd love to see that episode right now. Or they have OCD and you like can't touch anything in their apartment or else they like freak out because like you're going to get a mess.
I would prefer OCD. OCD. Definitely.
Same. I'll like share something.
No, no question.
And then you could get a finery and also be just as OCD.
Yes. Why do you think OCD?
Because I feel like then they could organize my life and I desperately need it. So I feel like being with someone OCD might rub off on me and like a little bit of that I think would be good for anyone.
But wouldn't you be afraid of like, to like spilling something.
Yeah, but I'd be afraid of diseases in the messy apartment.
Also, it just like sort of reflects how they are in life. If they're like, their apartment is so messy, like disgustingly, like hoarding status, they probably don't have their shit together.
Maybe they're just this like a creative genius and they're just like,
are you trying to excuse your messy apartment?
As you know, my new apartment is very neat.
I saw pictures on site to visit.
I've definitely lived in squalor before. Oh, yeah. And I like to chalk it up to just like being a creative genius.
So are you saying you would go for messy?
It makes me very nervous to be in like houses that look like a museum. Mm-hmm. Because I always feel like
more nervous than a hoarder's house.
Yeah, because in a hoarder's house, you can't, if you spill something, it's like,
I just stepped in shit.
Being in a hoarder's house is like being on the streets of New York City. If you drop litter, it's like fine because it's all litter.
But who wants to make out on the streets? Like, who wants to get down on the sidewalk and like roll around making out?
That's like where you're
someone.
Sleeping. Like, are you like okay with that?
Well, we'll go to my place
all the time.
But what if he makes your place all really messy?
Oh, yeah.
Like, what's up with that?
Then he'll have to get a room elsewhere. I don't know.
I think you choose OCD.
Maybe when pushed into
choose OCD. I love how we're trying to convince you to not stick with your answer. Like, no, you don't know what you want.
Yeah. I really think would choose not OCD. Like,
oh my God.
Right?
I just think it's more relaxing to be with someone who's messy, although it might be more disgusting.
I think that's the least relaxing thing ever.
Yeah. Well, that's because you lean OCD.
I do lean OCD.
Okay, just a little background. We used to live together in college, the three of us.
Oh, my God.
And our apartment was the most disgusting thing you've ever seen. Gross. So don't let either of them pretend that they're super neat.
No, my room was so clean at all times. It my was just the common was, areas that I yeah. allowed to...
Same.
Yeah.
Oh, I lived with cat poop on my floor for like a good 2 weeks at
right,
one
we've
point.
All had...
I'm disgusting. That's why I need some of those CDs.
Yeah, our bathroom was fine, except that when people came over, they used it, and that's why I got disgusting. But I wouldn't have let that shit fly.
Who are you hanging out with? And just like destroyed your bathroom.
Miscreants.
Drunk people.
Straight up miscreants.
No, they literally destroyed the bathroom. They're like, that's not even a joke.
Oh, yeah.
College kids. I mean, no one gives.
And we always left our door open. Yeah. So like people could just come over. Like we came back from the bars and we just like had people hang out at our apartment that we knew.
Okay.
So, we knew them, but they could have
But we let them use our facilities. So
I can't believe
so this problem was self-inflicted is what you're saying.
For sure.
Yeah. It was a weird time.
We like the drama.
But you have kids, right? So does that make your house totally messier?
He's actually a little OCD.
That's great.
Like he goes around and cleans up after himself and he has a broom and he cleans up after me. And if I drop something, he's like, oh, mommy. Like he's very.
You're so lucky.
I know.
How'd you do that?
It's amazing.
He cleans up everything. It's a wonder. It's like why I had a child. Wow. Just so they would clean up after me.
How did you
me.
Get him to do that?
He just came out that way because neither me nor my husband is clean at all. We're both disasters. Like I said, like I just dropped my suitcase until very recently on the ground and just let it sit there for a couple of weeks, days, months. And my son is like, he's very meticulous about being tidy.
Your son is fed up with you and your husband.
He very much so. And by the way, he's not even two. And he's cleaning up after us. He's like, mess, uh-oh. And you're like, how? You're not even two. And this is
that's
bothering
amazing.
Me.
I need to get one.
Yeah, you need one of those.
I need
yeah.
to get one.
Who needs a housekeeper, right?
You just have a kid.
After they can talk for a year.
No, my nieces are the opposite. They had spaghetti the other day and like they pick the spaghetti. She picks the spaghetti up with her hands and she's just like putting it out like this and just like licking it and then just like throwing it all over the place. Like spaghetti is almost like the anti-child food.
Yeah.
Yo, yeah.
Like how do you eat it? It takes a little bit of skill. I
carbs
would love
are great.
Some spaghetti right now.
You need fine motor skills for spaghetti.
Yeah. Swirl the spoon. It's like a whole thing.
I still can't eat it. I mean, I can eat it, but it's usually with my hands or it's like piled up
or
between
not
three
spaghetti.
Utensils. Yeah, I don't do a swirl.
Yeah,
it's a swirl lot of is so, it's so like
so
civilized.
Advanced.
Oh my gosh, I cannot do a swirl.
Right. It's like cutting like when you use the knife behind the fork. It's
no,
like all
the
in
best
one.
Is just your friend is eating spaghetti. Just take her fork and pile it over to your side.
Excuse me.
Great. We did that this weekend.
Yeah. Should we do a what are your thoughts?
Yeah. Speaking of disgusting things.
Okay. What are your thoughts on peeing in the ocean or the pool? Did someone submit this?
No, this is mine. This is mine.
I mean, my thoughts are that I can't pee in oceans. It's just like I can't. But peeing in pools is so disgusting.
I think technically peeing in pools is probably cleaner, but I prefer the ocean. Because the pool has the chlorine, so it cleans it. But the ocean feels like more natural to me because it's like you're in nature.
But also the ocean's volume is way higher. Right. So therefore it can trickle down. No one could swim in it.
Right. It seems less. Right. And the ocean's always like moving more.
Do you know
more.
People who pee in pools?
You know, can I tell you something? All the sea Everyone creatures.
I pee in pools.
They're all peeing in
the pool. Yeah. I pee in pools all the time.
Okay. We have an honest person. We all pee in pools.
I don't pee in pools.
You've never peed in a pool. You're a liar.
I peed in the pool when I was younger, but I can't. Like, I physically, like, I get in the one and I freeze.
Yeah. I did it when I was younger, too, like last summer.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I was 1 year. Yeah. I definitely pee in the ocean. Yeah. I prefer not to pee in the pool, like, same. If there's like an easy option, but
yeah, you know. agreed. But like peeing in the ocean is like when you're at the beach, it's like not always easy to get. It's harder to get to the bathroom, I think, from the beach than from a pool usually. So it's like the ocean's
I just have anxiety. People are watching me and know what I'm doing.
They do.
Your face is always just like so so scandalous.
They
like,
know and they don't care.
Just like a mischievous face.
Yeah. No one cares. If anything, like the pool's probably chilly and a little warmth is nice.
I guess it envelops you.
Yeah, it's nice.
Right.
I guess it is yours.
I know what you're describing.
It's sterile.
Yeah, it's sterile.
That's why there's chlorine.
Yeah. Okay, so we agree it's okay to pee 100% in all the bodies of water.
I invite
everyone
you
listening,
to pee in my
yeah,
pool.
Keep peeing.
Yes.
Have you heard of those things that if you're peeing in the pool, that changes the color? I think that's really messed up.
I was always afraid. That's so narky.
Camp.
Yeah.
It's like
isn't that an urban legend or is that real?
I've heard of it. I don't know. I've never seen it.
Ooh, that's like mean.
Yeah, that's a messed up thing to do to your pool.
I was always afraid that would happen in camp, and I would get like found out. Like for being,
I can see why the camp would spread that as a legend because like there's so many people in the pool.
But also the chlorine cleans it. Isn't that the point of the chlorine?
Yeah, but it doesn't even need to be cleaned. Like technically, I think you could swim in a vat of urine, and it's I think it's sort of safe, right? Because it is a sterile fluid.
If it's your own,
I think it's
if it's your own.
I made that up, but I'm assuming.
I think it
stays sterile after it leaves your body.
I don't know because it can smell after a while. I don't think so.
I'm over talking about urine.
Sorry. Next question.
What's our next?
I just wanted to clear because I feel like it's kind of a taboo topic. No one talks about it, but like, come on, we all do it.
It's a fake taboo. It's like fake.
You know why it has? You know why no one has to talk? Because if like everyone admitted it and said it was okay, then it would be like things would get weird.
I guess.
Right? Because then
do you pee in the street though?
No. Because like
exactly, it's the same.
It's definitely not the same.
Dogs pee in the street. Isn't that so gross?
They're animals,
so it's still urine.
Yeah,
wait,
like,
so what's your point?
I don't know.
What the point
What do you think will happen?
Dogs also shit in the street. Like,
what do you think so, will you have to pick it up. It's a law.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
You know people, like Arielle, our friend, was home at the East Hills pool. It's our hometown. And she said that they closed down the entire pool because one kid shit in it. And how embarrassing it for that kid and the mom.
So wait, maybe terrible. That's what Jordana is saying, that after it becomes okay to pee in the pool, people kids will start crossing like, a line and they'll shit in the pool.
The line will be crossed.
And then everything. Do you remember? I don't know why I just thought about this, but do you remember when we were at Nizuk and we saw those people having sex in the pool?
Yes.
Like, oh my God. That's in front of like kids.
What?
That's where you cross the line?
Yeah.
That's just... disgusting.
Oh my God, it was broad daylight.
Bodily fluids. That's disgusting.
She was okay, first of all.
Urine okay.
Can you tell us about the position?
Okay.
How did it happen?
Okay, so like it was actually a crazy story. So we were on this like press junket for the show Wrecked.
Yeah.
So there was like these two guys who were from the junket with us.
Hunk
and there
it.
Was these Hunkit. You see America's Sweethearts?
No.
Okay, so there was this like girl, she was with her mom and she was like so wasted. And one of the guys, like the friend of the one who eventually has sex with the girl, is like distracting the mom at like the bar at the pool.
Her mom was present?
Her mom was like 30 feet away.
She's sidekick.
Yeah. And then the guy who has sex with the girl goes and takes her to the edge of the pool, like it's an infinity pool. He takes her to the edge and he starts like having sex with her.
Was she a willing participant?
She like was, but she was too drunk to consent.
Oh, sort of like what's going on in Bachelor in Paradise right now.
Yeah, it was basically Bachelor in Paradise status. And then
but no one was filming it.
And there were kids like 10 feet away. It was the family pool, not even the adult pool. Like, it was, there was at least 70 people watching, like, around.
Did anyone stop them or say anything? They just let them continue knowing what was going on.
I was napping. It was really on you guys.
I wasn't there. You were there.
I was there. Yeah. I didn't do anything.
There's two types of evil people in this world.
I was. The best part, I looked that guy up on Instagram later, and he sells artisanal lip balm. So, like, I don't know what that says about
him. No, it was like, she was, like, conscious, but then it was like, she maybe wasn't at a later time.
This is getting dark. And then she got out of the
pool.
Wait,
and then she got out of the pool, and she, like, fell twice, like, getting out. And, like, it was really, like, one of the most terrible things.
You must feel terrible that you didn't do anything.
Well, actually, no, wait. I didn't do anything, but Josh Peck, who we were with randomly... getting to be the weirdest story. He like went over to the guy and was like, what are you like, what are you doing, man? Like, is this still like going? Is this okay? So like, I guess, cause I, you know, I guess
by
I didn't
default,
do anything, but he did something.
In.
Yeah. No, cause we were like hanging out with him and he like went over to him while this was happening.
But anyway, no sex in pools.
Oh my gosh. That's such a dark story.
Yeah.
On so many levels.
Yeah. Especially all the artisanal lip balm. Like, I can't with that.
That's a big part of it.
If you're listening, artisanal lip balm maker, we got your number.
You're disgusting.
Yeah.
You disgust me.
Yeah. That was a crazy story.
You should be jailed.
So, things to do in pools or not.
Ooh.
Not have sex?
Never.
Maybe not.
What if it's in your own pool?
Okay.
Well, you can do what you want in your own pool.
We have one final game, and it's party with, be BFF with, or Chuck. I'm not going to even say kill. And it's a Kardashian edition. So we have Kim, Kylie, and Kendall. Which one do you want to be best friends with? Which one do you want to party with? And which one are you getting rid of?
Which ones are they?
It's hard. I don't really want to do any of those things.
It's Kylie and it's Kendall.
I don't really want to do any of those things with any of them.
Well, that's why it's a hypothetical.
I guess party with Kendall because she probably has the best friends to party with. Be BFF with Kylie because no.
Kim doesn't drink, so she's definitely not.
She's definitely not the partying.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no. Oh. Kim doesn't drink. Crazy, right?
Ever?
I don't think so.
That's what I hear.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I don't think she does.
I didn't know that. Huh.
Also, J-Lo doesn't drink.
Well, that explains a lot because look at her.
Yeah.
She's flawless.
Yeah. That complexion.
Yeah, you can only get that from never
putting a toxin in your body.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
Dang it.
But is it worth it?
Would you rather? Okay. That's a good would you rather.
I think.
Should we play that
one? Party with Kendall because you can get invited to Taylor Swift's 4th of July party.
No. Sammy's very specific.
I think you'd be best friends with Kylie. You party with Kendall and you get rid of Kim.
I think so too.
I'd off Kylie.
Yeah, I think I might too.
Maybe I'd be BFF with Kim.
I'd be
Kim
better
have
friends
your
with
back.
Kim. Yeah.
I actually think Kim would have your back. I want to be BFF
with
Kim.
She also experienced life. Like, not famous, so I feel like she might be a little bit more down to earth than the other two.
And she got held at gunpoint and she had like a whole rejuvenation, so she might be
awesome.
But
that's the reason why I'll be friends with her.
But if you're best friends with Kylie, she might get you like a Range Rover for your birthday.
Okay, but maybe Kim would get you that too.
Maybe.
Yes.
Get yourself your own Range Rover.
Yeah. If you're friends with Kim, you can get enough endorsement deals to buy yourself a Range Rover.
It's a long game. Yeah. All right. Thank you so much for coming today. We had so much fun talking to you. And check out the app,
Finery.com.
It's going to be great. And if you have any questions or comments for us, or you think peeing in the pool is disgusting, email us. It's slapped@betches.com.
It's not disgusting.
I agree. It's not. I'll be peeing in the pool all weekend. So if you see me.
You just don't go up to her.
That's where I'll be. See me in the pool. Look the other way. Swim
look away.
Away.
All right.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.